You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is that wind. We've got a break from the rain and snow, but those winds are going to soon take their place.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage Utah spring weather. Adam?
Amanda, a low-pressure system on an odd path is setting up a round of winds coming from the east down the mountain starting tonight, with the strongest winds expected tomorrow and Friday morning.
But looks like the potential is for gusts of 45 to 65 miles per hour both Thursday morning and Friday morning.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the strongest winds will be concentrated in North Salt Lake to Ogden, especially in Centerville to Layton. Those winds are expected to die out, though, by Saturday, where highs are expected to finally get back into the 70s. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A strong wind gust in Holiday broke down a large tree in a restaurant parking lot, and unfortunately, several cars broke that tree's fall. Here's KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
Nobody expected high winds to hit here. Troy Aldrich said he'd just gone into the cotton bottom after listening to the gusts all day when there was a problem in the parking lot.
Nice young man from the valet parking over here came into the bar and let us know that a tree had fallen.
And next thing I know, I see this 40-foot tree just careening down on top of all these cars.
Nobody was hurt when that tree came down. And boy, when you see the pictures, they're lucky. But several people will now need to go car shopping.
Yeah. Some Utah ski resorts are enjoying the new snow from this week's storms, and they're keeping their lifts running. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Utah spring weather, Peter?
Amanda, there's four of these Utah ski resorts that still got the ski lifts rumbling, or at least a few of their usual ski lifts. Snowbird, Solitude, Brianhead, and Brighton have single-day passes for sale through Sunday at least. That's unusual for a time of year that's usually called the meltdown, and it's just a month or two away from the time that many skiers put on swimsuits and shades to go down the slopes. On the Snow says skiers have only one choice of lift at Brighton or Brianhead, while there's five still running at Snowbird and Solitude. Snowbird's got the longest runway, with some weekend operations going through at least Memorial Day. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We told you yesterday at this time about the 4.4 quake near Tremonton and the aftershocks, but the ground has kept shaking, dozens of small quakes since then.
Seeing these earthquakes that are felt but not damaging are a good reminder of this threat that we have in the Wasatch Front, and just to remind people to practice earthquake safety and be prepared.
U of U Seismograph Station researcher Dr. Emily Morton says these smaller quakes are normal.
KSL's top national stories now. Multiple tornadoes touched down in Michigan. Here is ABC's Andrew Dimber.
Damage reported in nearby Union City and Kalamazoo. Hairstylist Amanda Miller escaped injury with her customer and coworkers as a tornado tore the roof off her barbershop.
One photo is like the salon floor, and it's like knee deep with insulation and roofing and stuff. I just like dove for it to the break room because I knew that was going to be like where the least amount of like debris and stuff would come in.
Tornadoes also spotted overnight in parts of Indiana and Ohio.
Nearly 200 homes were damaged by tornadoes over the past 2 days.
Several major insurance companies are pulling out of California over growing wildfire risks. Gary Ledbetter built his home after it burned on the 2018 Paradise Fire.
I hear a lot of discouraging stories. People saying their policies went up 700%. People saying they were dropped. You kind of hear a lot of bad stories.
Boy, can you imagine your homeowner's insurance going up 700%?
No.
Goodness. The state's legislature trying to fix the problem through a series of reforms, but they've put the insurance industry and consumer advocates at odds.
I'm sure at some point they just think, well, I guess I insure myself. I save a certain amount to rebuild if I have to in this spot.
I just don't know how I would do that personally.
First look traffic now, and that takes us back over to you, Andy.
And right now we've got traffic filling in Tooele County, SR-36 through Mills Junction intersection. We've got some heavier traffic on I-15, although nothing slowing you down yet in either direction between Salt Lake and Provo or Salt Lake and Ogden. It is getting pretty busy on Mountain View, though, in Lehigh coming up from SR-73 and looping around to hook with Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
City leaders in Orem and surrounding cities are discussing a potential Alpine school district split. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live with the latest. Michael?
Tim, the district is mulling over whether to split or to remain a single district, and most of these cities within have made interlocal agreements. And now the remaining cities of Linden, Orem, Pleasant Grove, and Vineyard are doing the same. Orem Mayor David Young tells the Daily Herald he sees how interlocal agreements have given students more independence, but leaders in Pleasant Grove say they're not a fan of a three-way split and instead prefer splitting the district at the western cities. Vineyard Councilwoman Marty Cifuentes says her peers also support a two-way split, and Linden City Council members prefer this direction as well. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Utah schools can now apply for funds to pay for new gun detection systems. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
The state legislature allocated $3 million for the program. Every school in Utah can apply for the funds. The money would pay for the software that activates up to four cameras in the schools as an overlay. If an unholstered firearm is detected, local law enforcement and school officials will be notified immediately. The program is for 1 year and expires at the end of June 2025.
Schools interested in the system need to apply for the funds by June of this year.
Salt Lake City Police investigating after finding a man with a gunshot wound and a gun in the hands of a 16-year-old girl. The teen girl was detained, but she's not facing any charges yet. Police suspect the shooting was domestic violence related.
Reaction is coming in from around the country after the Boy Scouts announced they will change their name to Scouting America.
It sends this really strong message to everyone in America that they can come to this program, they can bring their authentic self, they can be who they are, right, and they will be welcomed here.
Scouting America's CEO Roger Krohn says their mission is the same, teaching young people to be prepared for life.